So it's a continuation from last week. We were talking last week about Zman Kriya Shema. We were talking about Shari Zman Yais, how that's calculated. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Ches of Katan Gimel, he brings down a machlokes, which is probably one of the most well-known machlokes among the Hamoinam, very, very well known. When you ask somebody, what's Zman Kriya Shema, so if it's Zman Kriya Shema, so on any calendar that you're looking at or a chart that's hanging in shul, there are always two Zmanim that are posted. There's the Magen Avraham Zman and the Gra Zman. So the Mishnah Berurah brings this down very, very bekitzer in Siman Ches. He says that these Shali Shois, right, the halacha, the Mishnah says they have to finish Kriya Shema by Shali Shois by 3 hours. These 3 hours, the Magen Avraham says that we count it starting from Aleis HaShachar, and the Gra says that it's counted from Netzach Hama. Netzach Hama means sunrise, Aleis HaShachar means dawn, and the sky first starts to get light. Now, incidentally, this Gra.
The Gra was way after the Magen Avraham.
The Gra was after? I wouldn't say way after. Yeah, 100 years. 100 years after. The Magen Avraham was in the 1600s, the Gra was in the 1700s. The truth is that the Machlokes predates them. The Magen Avraham in Reish Lamed Gimel brings down Paiskim from a few centuries before him, from the Levush was in the 1500s, the Shulti Gibarim, Shulti Gibarim was also in the 1500s, and I think he brings down the Trumas Hadesh was in the 1400s. They all talked about this. But the Magen Avraham here in Siman Nun Ches, in Hilchas Kriya Shema, says his big chiddush is that regardless of what you hold elsewhere, but over here by Kriya Shema, you're for sure going to go with the shita that we count from Aleis HaShachar. And the Gra disagrees. Now, the Gra is a little bit hard to find. The Gra, the Mishnah Berurah refers to this here in Siman Nun Ches, that's the beginning of Hilchas Kriya Shema. He says the Gra argues and says that we count from Netzach Hama. Good luck trying to find this Gra. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say where it is. The Gra is in Siman Tuf Nun Tes, which is in Hilchas Pesach, where it's talking about how you make matzah. Now, why does this come into how you make matzah? So, believe that, we'll come back to that later. We're just putting that out there for now. It's something that will hopefully become nisbar as our discussion goes on. But that's where the Gra talks about this. And these are the famous two shitas, the Magen Avraham Zman and the Gra Zman. Then, now, before we get into, that's what we're going to try to talk about in some detail today. Before we get into it, there's a very interesting comment that the Mishnah Berurah makes. Like I said, the Mishnah Berurah says it's very bekitzer. He doesn't go into this machlokes. He mentions this two shittas, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, but it's not really negeya anyway, because lechatchila, you're not allowed to wait so long. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Lechatchila, this is in Sifkat and Dalit, I think. He says, lechatchila, you're not allowed to wait so long, like I wrote in Sifkat and Gimel, just a line earlier. What did he write in Sifkat and Gimel? He wrote, over there it says, the Shulchan Aruch says that he's supposed to finish Kriya Shema before Seif Gimel Shois, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, but lechatchila asur la'acher ad Seif Hazman, and he writes in parentheses, Shneis Eliyahu. Now, Shneis Eliyahu is the Gra. But it's not the Gra, it's not one of his halachas svarim, it's a commentary that he wrote on the Mishnayos. His Pirush on Mishnayos is called Shneis Eliyahu. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shneis Eliyahu that you're not allowed to wait till the end of the Zman. Now, there's something very unusual about this Mishnah Berurah. If you're just reading in the Mishnah Berurah, the impression that you get is that you're not allowed to wait till the end of the Zman. Sounds like the earlier you read it, the better. The Chazal say you have till the end of 3 hours, but it sounds like, yeah, but if you read it in the first hour, that's even better than the second hour, and the second hour is better than the third hour. If you're reading it at the end of the third hour, that's already not so good. Lechatchila says you shouldn't be ma'acher ad seif hazman. And that's why he says, that, you know, it's not so important to know precisely when's the seif hazman, because you're not supposed to be, you're supposed to read Kriya Shema early. Now, when you look up, he says he's getting from the Shneis Eliyahu. When you look up the Shneis, you have to open a Mishnayos and look up the Shneis Eliyahu. What he actually says over there is a little bit different than the impression I get from reading the Mishnah Berurah. He's going on the Mishnah, of course. The Mishnah says that Meim is Akarnas Shema B'Shachras Mishayakir B'Incheles L'Karsi V'Goymra Adha Netzachama, the Tanakhama holds you're supposed to complete Kriya Shema by Netzachama. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama that says by Kriya Shema, like we mentioned last week, because that's the Derech Shem, that's the Zman Shem Bnei Adam Kamim, regular Bnei Adam. But Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Atsev Gimel Shoyz, Shekhin Derech Bnei Malachim, Laman Atsev Gimel Shoyz. Rabbi Yeshua argues and says they have 3 hours because of the Bnei Malachim. And like we mentioned last week, we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua. And that the Gros says that although we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua, but in the Yerushalmi it says that that's only b'diavad, but l'chatchila we pass on like the Tanakama. That's what the Gros brings down in Shnei Tzaliyahu, which means that this l'chatchila of the Shnei Tzaliyahu is not that 7 o'clock is better than 8 o'clock and 8 o'clock is better than 8:30. But that l'chatchila, you should daven, you should say Kriyishma before Netzachama.
Yeah, but if I may ask it.
Yeah.
Halacha, we're trying to what's the latest time you can do it?
Mm-hmm.
The Gatria is good, so you get an extra credit. But the Maise, till when can you do it? And saying, oh, but the Gatria, it's irrelevant because the Gatria should it earlier. How does it solve the halachic shaila of up to when can you do it?
I agree with you. That's really my mean to be making that ha'ara, complaint, objection, whatever you want to call it, on the Mishnah Berurah that I'm very surprised by the way that he presents it. He says the way he presents it is that it's not so important to know the Seif Hazman because he used Lashon L'chatchila Asr La'acher at Seif Hazman. He refers to the Gemara in Shnei Tzaliyahu. What the Gemara in Shnei Tzaliyahu says is that l'chatchila you're supposed to daven before you say Kriyat Shema before Netzachama, which is what we all call vasikin. That's called daven kevasikin. So okay, l'chatchila you're supposed to daven kevasikin, but once you didn't daven kevasikin, so even the Gemara in Shnei Tzaliyahu isn't saying that 7 o'clock is better than 8:30. That there's really no makor for except for the Mishnah Berurah himself. The Mishnah Berurah seemed to be wanting to encourage everyone to daven as early as possible. To say Kriyat Shema as early as possible. Daven if there's a few minyanim in town, there's a few different shul, you should daven at the earliest minyan.
What's the difference? If Sman is 9 o'clock and you daven at 8 versus 7, I don't see the difference.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't know. It's a big chiddush to me. It's reason like the mitzvahs. But he presents it as if it's much more than the Mishnah Berurah uses the lashon of aser. Right. He says aser. Now the Gra, you do find that in the Gra. Incidentally, even the Gra, he doesn't write it lahalachi. He doesn't write the. The Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. None of the Pesukim said that you have to daven kevasikin. And the Gra in his Bir HaGra and Shulchan Aruch didn't say you have to daven kevasikin. But in his Pirush HaMishnayis, he quoted a Yerushalmi, which says that you have to daven kevasikin. That it's only if you forgot to, you missed it, then you could daven at Sev Yom HaShoyis, but l'chatchila you have to have a second. Okay, fine. But the Mishnah Berurah, who's writing a halacha for everyone, he brings this down, but he skews it a little bit. He doesn't say l'chatchila you have to daven at a second. He says it in a way that sounds like the earlier the better. And that, as far as I could tell, is a position that really isn't said by anybody before the Mishnah Berurah himself. So, I'm not suggesting any kind of like corrupt intention over here. I just mean to say that the Mishnah Berurah seem to want to be encouraging people to daven as early as possible, and it's other than Zvi Zmakdim L'Mitzvos, which makes sense, but he says it in a stronger way, and I don't know why, I don't know where he's coming from. But
I would have understood if the Gemara said that, because he lived in a time where he was battling with new Hasidus that we're davening like on Thursday.
Okay.
And I can see maybe that.
Hey, it is Thursday.
Well, they would do Monday.
Yeah, I understand. Right, okay.
It's an interesting.
Okay, that's an interesting point.
Because they were battling.
True.
The Lashon Aser, but you're right, because the Lashon Aser is what's so amazing.
Yeah. So this Mishnah Berurah is a very Kiddush, but again, the Minigalim was definitely not like this. The Mishnah Berurah, he says that you should never be, if you're asking what time it says on Kriya Shema, then you're already off, your day is off on the wrong foot. Because you should have davened long before it says on Kriya Shema.
But now, it may be, but you still need an end time.
Right, okay, so, no, he does tell it to you, but he just, he speaks out the machlaik, it's very bekitzer, and says it shouldn't really be negeya. But I think you know, just from our experience living in the Jewish world, we would say that somebody that starts off his day worrying about Zman Kriya Shma, his day is off to a pretty good foot. You know, so that's better than
the choices. Davening by Sikin or davening with a minion later in the day.
Well, that's a good question. That's a good Shaila. That's I mean, we'll talk about that another time. If I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Berurah says that for someone that does it bekvius, it would be kedai to miss the amin, you know, to daven bichidus for that. But for occasional, it's not kedai. But I'm not sure.
That's what I know.
That's
what okay. If you do bekvius,
okay,
then you can skip the minion
and daven. So that's the Mishnah Berurah, but again, he brings down this Machalek Zmagan Avram in the Gra, but he seems to discourage people from really taking an interest in it because it's about the Sefer Zman, and if you're a good Jew, you shouldn't be interested in the Sefer Zman. But okay, putting the Mishnah Berurah aside, we good Jews are interested in the Sefer Zman, and the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that there are these two opinions. There's the Machalek Zmagan Avram and the Gra. And the way that he described it, very briefly, was that the Magen Avraham says that we count the time from Aleis HaShachar, and the Gra says that we count the time from Netzach Hama. Now, the truth is, this is a little bit, that's really an oversimplification. It's really not just about when the 3 hours begin from. It's not that the Magen Avraham says you start the 3 hours from Aleis HaShachar, and the Gra says you start the 3 hours from Netzach Hama. They're counting different hours. Because it's really what's starting what the Magen Avraham Shita is that you count, it's not about how do you count the 3 hours, how do you count the 12 hours, of which the three is one quarter. And the Magen Avraham says that the 12 hours of the day are counted from Aleis HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechavim, from when it starts to get light till it finishes getting dark. That's called the daytime. Divide that into 12 parts. Those are called, each one of those 12 is called the Shoyz Zmanis. And three of those, that's the Gimel Shoyz, that's the quarter of the day that was given for Zman Kriyishma. And the Gra is arguing and saying that we count the daylight hours from sunrise to sunset. Netzach Hama to Shkiyas Hama. Right, so that's a shorter day. Take that, divide it into 12 hours. And shorter, the Gra's hours will be shorter. Divide that into 12 and then multiply by 3. That's your quarter of the day, according to the Gra. So yes, they do argue about when the 3 hours start from, but that's not the whole machlokes. It's according to the Magen Avraham, they start from Aleis HaShachar, and you're counting a quarter of the way from there till Tzeis HaKechavim. According to the Gra, they start from Netzach Hama, and then you're counting a quarter of the way from there till Shkiyas HaKechavim. So that's the That's a little bit of a fuller description of what the Machlokes is. Now, what's the rationale one way or the other? So I think a lot of people would probably say that at first glance, the Magen Avraham's Shita seems easier, seems to make more sense, because Aleis HaShachar is really the relevant time for the beginning of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, or at least the mitzvah certainly does not start and Netzach Hama. In fact, on the contrary, the Tanakhama and the Mishnah said, yeah, he's supposed to be finished Kriya Shema by Netzach Hama. The beginning of the mitzvah's Kriya Shema is certainly before Netzach Hama. It's not really from Aleis HaShachar either, because the Mishnah says, Me'im as HaKadosh Shema Mishpashachar Es Mishayakir Bein Tchilas Lekarsi, but B'diyeved B'shas Adchak, you could learn Kriya Shema earlier, and the real bottom line, push comes to shove, what's the earliest time that you can read is really Aleis HaShachar. He's not supposed to read it before Misha Yakir. The Misha Shulchan Aruch gives a little bit of an extreme case of somebody who's traveling with a caravan and they're going to leave without him if he doesn't daven now. And so under those circumstances, you're allowed to daven from Aleis HaShachar. Okay, so I'm sorry, Kriya Shema. You're allowed to say Kriya Shema from Aleis HaShachar. But that means that ultimately the real beginning of the Zman of the Mitzvah is Aleis HaShachar. The Chatchila, it's a little bit later. It's from Misha Yakir. But it's certainly not Netzach Hama.
How much later is Misha Yakir?
That's a very unclear answer to that. We don't really have so much Masaira on that. I think through all the Jayuris, no one ever really needed to write much about it because you took the mission at face value, stepped outside, and when it was light enough to see one color from another, or to recognize somebody from 4 hours away. That's the other simon that's given. So that's when the Zman began. It's only after, you know, urbanization and everybody lives, you know, we live in places where it never really gets dark, so we need a calendar to tell us when is Misha Yaker. And there's really a wide range of shitas about how it's calculated nowadays.
The opinion of Rabbi Natan Legari, this money on Shabbos, for instance, is related to the same achlekes?
So we'll come to that. We'll probably bring that in a little bit today. So it would make more sense. So considering that the Zman definitely does not start from Netzach Amma, so the Gra's Shita, you start counting 3 hours from Netzach Amma, at least at first glance, doesn't seem so natural. The Magen Avraham, who says that you start counting the time from Aleis HaShachar, that's the beginning of the Zman of the Mitzvah. Or to put it maybe more broadly, all mitzvahs hayoyim, the Mishnah in Megillah says that the Ikar Adin, the mitzvahs hayoyim, start from Aleis HaShachar and go until Tzitzik Chavim. That means that's considered yoyim in halacha. Legabi, mitzvahs hayoyim are noying from Aleis HaShachar to Tzitzik Chavim. Mitzvahs halayla negay from Tzitzik Chavim to Aleis HaShachar. So that all really corroborates the Magen Avraham Shita, that when we're calculating the hours of the day, we go from Aleis HaShachar till Tzitzik Chavim.
When the 3 hours is, meaning it's not, meaning you could do it before Netzach Amma, but in terms of the clock when the
No, I don't mean that this is a kasha on the Gra. I just mean that this might make it more natural to think like the Magen Avraham, because Allah said Netzach Amma is not a relevant time for the beginning of Kriya Shema.
Right. So, that's just.
No, you're right. So, but why did the Gra think that it should be counted the other way? So the truth is, the Gra, when he, like I mentioned, it's in Hilchas Pesach and some Tof Nun Tes, when he presents this argument, and he does it really very forcefully, he says with very strong Lashonis that he thinks that those that calculate the hours of the day from Aleis HaShachar to Aleis HaRavim are very wrong. And it's interesting, he uses an alash and he says there's harbi rayas lakach. But he doesn't tell us what they are. What he does instead is he tells us why it's mistaber to him that it must be this way. And it's a very subjective svaradika argument that he brings. And what he says is like this, that if you follow his zmanim, meaning calculating the hours from Netzach Amma till Shkiyas Hachama, then everything works out symmetrically. Then we have half of the hours are day and half of the hours are night. Chazal talked about the Yemei Nisan V'Tishrei in the fall and the spring, those are supposed to be the average days that are half day and half night. That's only true calculating from Netzach Amma to Shkiyas Hachama. The sun rises at about 6 a.m. and sets at about 6 p.m. Right? We are usually by the equinox, we're on daylight savings time, so it's going to be 7 o'clock to 7 o'clock. But that which the daylight hours in September and in March are around 12 hours and the nighttime hours are around 12 hours, that's if you're going from sunrise to sunset and then sunset to sunrise. If you're going from Aleis HaShachar to Tzitzik HaRavim, then by the equinox, your day is going to be about 14 hours long and your night is, or whatever, 13 and a half, and the night is going to be 10 and a half hours long from dawn to sunset. I'm sorry, from dawn to Tzitzik HaRavim. At the equal days. The equal days aren't really equal. They're only equal. They're only the Yom and Beinanim if you consider, mm-hmm. if you're going from Netzach Amma to Shkiyas Hachama. Or to say the same thing sort of from a different perspective, he brings down a Medrash where it talks about how over the course of a year, everything, the lesson of the Medrash is that the days of the winter, the days of the summer borrow from the winter, and the nights of the winter borrow from the summer. What does that mean? The days and nights borrow from one another? What it means is that in the end of your cheshbon, everything's supposed to even out. You're supposed to have an equal amount of daytime and nighttime over the course of a year. Of course, in the winter, it doesn't seem that way. The night seems much longer, but it's just borrowing from the summer. In the nighttime, it doesn't seem equal, right? Because the day is much longer. It's just borrowing from the winter. And then they end up paying back. And if you make a tally, at the end of the year, you'll find exactly the same number of hours of daytime and nighttime over the course of a year. And this, by the way, this is true anywhere on the globe. Right? People think that, you know, oh, well, if you're in Antarctica, so then it's very dark over there. No, it's dark 6 months of the year, but it's light the other 6 months of the year. Wherever you are on the globe, over the course of a year, you're going to have half you know, 50% daytime and 50% nighttime. But that's all only true if you're counting daytime and nighttime from according to the sun, from sunrise to sunset. Sun in the sky, sun out of the sky. But if you're counting from Alayhi Hashem, from when there's some light in the sky, then on the contrary, there's always, everywhere, there's more daytime than nighttime. And Chazal talked about it as if it all evens up. That means that the calculations are supposed to be done based on when the sun is in the sky. This, now, like you said, the Zman of the mitzvah, that's something different. A daytime mitzvah could be done before Netzachama and maybe even after Shkiyas Achama. What's the Zman of the mitzvah? That's something different. But how do we calculate hours? When Chazal talked about Shoy Zmanios, a 12th of the day, they meant a 12th of what? So that, the Gra says emphatically, that has to be a 12th of the time that the sun is in the sky. That's called an hour of day. And a 12th of the time the sun is out of the sky, that's an hour of night. And in that way, you'll always have 12 hours of day, 12 hours of night. It's all going to even up over the course of the year. That's the basis. This idea that it should be symmetrical, it should be this elegance, is the Gra. He says, I have harbe rayas, but he doesn't bring any of them. You know, that this is the halacha in Hilchas Kriyashma. He doesn't mention anything in Hilchas Kriyashma or in Hilchas Tefillah or anything when he's bringing these arguments. He just says that because that's the way the cheshbonos work out evenly and symmetrically, that's the way that we calculate Shoy Zmanios in halacha.
How does it come in Pesach?
So how it comes into Pesach is the... you know, there's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Sadi Dalid, which talks about how it's really the main Gemara that helps us figure out how Chazal viewed how long an hour is, or not how long an hour is. The Gemara over there talks about how long a person could walk over the course of a day. If you count from Neis Achama to Shkiyas Achama, how long a person could walk over the course of the longer day, if you count from Leis HaShachar till Tzei Sekechavim. And based on those Gemaras, and it's a very complicated Gemara because it's different, there's different Gersois and there's different ways of how to learn the Shach Vatari, and there's a lot of different opinions about how to extract conclusions from that Gemara. But that Gemara is supposed to tell us a few things. Depending on how you learn that Gemara, you'll figure out what's the length of time between Netzachama and Alayis HaShachar, but it's expressed in terms of milim and parsas, in terms of distance that a person walks. And a mil is 1/4 of a parsa, and a person's supposed to be able to walk a parsa in that twilight time between Alayis HaShachar and Netzachama, or between Shkiyas Achama and Tzei Sekechavim. A person's supposed to be able to walk a parsa. And then depending on how you learn that Gemara, you figure out how long a parsa is, how long a meal is. Now, what does that have to do with baking matzahs? Because we all know, right, we say that when does the dough become chametz? If you leave it for 18 minutes, right? Where does 18 minutes come from? It's one interpretation of that Gemara of a kedei hilach meal. The Gemara says, the standard interpretation that's most usually accepted is that a parsa is 72 minutes, a meal is 18 minutes. So that means that the length of time between Yitzchama and Alayis HaShachar is 72 minutes. And that means that the zman of when your matzah would become chametz is 18 minutes.
Why is that distance significant? Why would we tie it to that?
Because that's how Chazal, they always gave the length of time in terms of distance. That's how they measured it. So we're trying to figure out conversions to figure out how many minutes they meant when they talked about Ekdei Hilach Mil. So that Gemara in Pesachim, again, if you learn it the way the Gra does, that it's telling us that you could walk a parsa from Netzachama to Shkiyas, from Shkiyas Achama to Netzachavim, and that it's 72 minutes. Again, if you learn that it comes out to 72 minutes, then that'll tell you that the Hilach Mil is 18 minutes, and then since there's a different Gemara that says that the dough becomes chametz in Chidei Hilach Mil, so you figure out that that's 18 minutes. So
they didn't have watches.
Everybody walks differently.
So it means an average person under average circumstances with average terrain. Right, that's what we really would have no way of recreating these shiurim except by figuring out from what the Gemara meant. And that Gemara, Pesachim Sadi Dalet, is really the only Gemara that allows us to do it because it talks about the how long a person walks for, you know, in these interim periods, like from Aleis till Nates, from Shkia till Tseis, but it also talks about how long a person walks in between, meaning during the daytime, and that's supposed to be 12 hours. So you could use that to figure out how the others mind and work. So this is why the Gra says that you have to go from Netz HaChama till Shkia HaChama, because that's what makes it all symmetrical. So now, how do you figure out these manim, practically speaking? So the Grozman is really very straightforward. If a person, let's say, doesn't have any halachic calendar, you don't have a luach, you're not in a shul, you don't see any posters on the wall, but you're on your own, you know what time is sunrise and sunset, right? That's, you know, in the olden days, we would say that was printed every day in the newspaper. The New York Times had every day what time is sunrise and sunset on the weather page. Nowadays, you look up on weather. Yeah, just I didn't know there's still such a thing as the New York Times. Oh. Nowadays, you have a phone.
What's
right?
The journal?
You know, on the weather channel, you know, I'm saying that this is not a halachic time. I'm saying that what I mean to say is that this is something that the whole world uses, sunrise and sunset. So you know, find out what time is sunrise, what time is sunset. You'll divide that time into 12 parts, right? Today's Zmanim. So sunrise is 6:15 and sunrise is 7:38. So from 6:15 to 6:15 would be 12 hours. To seven,
so it's 13 hours and...
It's 13 hours and 23 minutes. I think it's 13 hours and 23 minutes.
Divide by 12.
Divide that by 12, and you get a 67-minute hour.
An hour and 7, around 18.
Right, a 67-minute hour. So...
I'm sorry if I can address. Well, yeah. One of the things that... When you say sunset, is that at sea level?
Yeah.
Horizon.
Yeah, I think so.
It doesn't matter... No, because
it's not from bad pilots.
I was looking at Hilary Schlein, for example.
Yeah.
Because it's significantly higher.
Okay, you're right. So I guess sunrise and sunset are also not 100% straightforward. You're right. There's some things to consider about how to calculate that. But let's put that aside for today, for argument's sake.
Technically,
I'm not sure. It's still
I'm never sure because I never know which one's which.
Okay, I'm not sure. But it's at least relatively straightforward. You take sunrise, you take sunset. So based on that, we figured out that today you have a 67-minute hour, and we're still in the summer. So take three of those. So 3 hours and 21 minutes after sunrise. Sunrise was at 6:15. So 3 hours and 21 minutes later brings us to...
9:40.
You said we were adding 21 minutes. 9:36. And sure enough... That's what it says here, is the Zeisman Kriyashma of the Gra, today, 9:36. Now, the Magen Avraham is much more complicated to figure out because there's a lot of variables there's a lot of question marks about how to go about it. But first, I'll say, what's the standard calculation? The standard version that you'll see in almost all calendars is the Zeisman Kriyashma of the Magen Avraham is 36 minutes before... The Seizman Kriyashma of the Gra. Every day. That's in most calendars. So on a day like today, that the Gra's was 9:36, the Magen Avraham will work out to a nice round 9 o'clock. That's the Seizman Kriyashma of the Magen Avraham. Where does this come from? That it's 36 minutes earlier than the Gra's Seizman Kriyashma. So it's a tiny bit complicated, pretty straightforward. If you make the following assumptions, the length of time from Aleis HaShachar till Neis HaChama is 72 minutes. Now, where do we get 72 minutes? That's based on that Gemara in Psachim that talks about being able to walk a parsa from one to the other, from Aleis till Neis. And if a parsa is, again, if the Gra says in Hochas Chametz, that a meal is 18 minutes, or a parsa is 72 minutes. So that's 72 minutes in the morning... Before Neitz HaChama, that's Aleis HaShachar. Corresponding to that, 72 minutes at night, mm-hmm. after Shkiyas HaChama, will be Tzeis HaKachavim. Mm-hmm. Which means that if for the Magen Avraham's day, Magen Avraham's day starts 72 minutes earlier, ends 72 minutes later, that means it's 144 minutes longer. His day, the day that he's using to calculate the Shais, is 144 minutes longer than the Grazman. If his day is 144 minutes longer than a quarter of the day, which is 3 hours, so that's a quarter of the day. A quarter of the day should be 36 minutes longer than a quarter of the day of the Gra.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good?
Yeah.
But wait. Now, if it's 36 minutes longer, then you'd expect the Sefer Zman to be 36 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If a quarter of the day is 36 minutes longer, then the Magen Avraham Sefer Zman should be 36 minutes later. When you look at a calendar, it's 36 minutes earlier. Why? Because he's starting from 72 minutes earlier. He's starting to count his quarter from 72 minutes earlier. And then he's counting a quarter that's 36 minutes longer, so that makes up half of that lag, and therefore his Sefer Zman will be 36 minutes earlier than the Groz. It was going smoothly, then that last bit got very confusing. Right, he has his whole day is 144 minutes longer, so his quarter of a day is 36 minutes longer, which you'd think would make us take longer to get to the Magen Avraham Zman. But we started counting from 72 minutes earlier, so yeah, we have it's a 36 minute longer window of time, but that window starts 72 minutes earlier, so it ends up ending 36 minutes earlier than the Gra Zman. That's the standard calculation of the Magen Avraham Zman. That's why in most calendars it comes out 36 minutes before the Gra Zman. Now, but that being said, that again, that's the standard, what's seen in most calendars nowadays. There's a lot of question marks, though, about how to go about calculating the Magen Avraham Zman. So the first thing is, let's just take for argument's sake, we like the 72-minute Zman of between Aleis HaShachar and Netzach Amah. That's 72 minutes based on the Gemara Pesachim. But is that also when Tzeis HaKachavim is? So now, without going into this in detail, but Tzeis HaKachavim, 72 minutes after Shkiyas HaChamah, so this is what you were referring to before, that's what we call the Rabbeinu Tam Zman, right, for, let's say, Matzah Shabbos, ending Shabbos 72 minutes after Shkia. Most people, the Maisa, are noyig an earlier Zman than that, by Tzeis HaKachavim. There's a big machlaikis, again, not for today, but a big machlaikis about how to calculate Tzeis HaKachavim. There's the Sheet of the Ga'inim, that Tzeis HaKachavim is really not 72 minutes after Shkiyas HaChamah, but 13 and a half minutes after Shkiyas HaChamah. And that's going to change everything. That means that his day is not going to be 144 minutes longer, but 72 plus 13, about 85 minutes longer. Then, right? And that's obviously going to change a lot. And there's others, mine also with Tzeis HaKachavim, right? Many of us probably start doing Malacha maybe 50 minutes after Shkiyah on Matzah Shabbos. That's a Zman that's recommended by Rav Moshe. I think a lot of shuls nowadays, when shuls write on their calendars when you can start doing Malacha Masa Shabbos, they give a Zman of about 50 minutes after Shkiyas HaChamah, some a little more, a little bit less. But there's a lot of alternatives to that 72 minutes Tzeis HaKachavim. So that's one monkey wrench that gets thrown in to this whole discussion. Then another monkey wrench that we also refer to, but let's put that aside. If there's a part three to the Zman Kriya Shema discussion next week or whatever, next time we meet, so maybe we'll there's really a whole big sugya about how to make these different machleksim sort of come together. But let's put that aside. Let's accept for argument's sake that we're going to consider the 72 minutes in the morning and the 72 minutes at night to be the same. We're going to work with 72 minutes at night like the morning. But now let's challenge that number 72 even for the morning. Is it really 72 minutes? We said that's based on one interpretation of the Gemara in Pesachim that the Hiluch Parsa is 72 minutes, the Hiluch Mila is 18 minutes. That's how we pass it in Hilchas Chametz. But there are other interpretations of the Gemara, and there are a lot of Paiskim that say that a better reading of the Gemara brings us to the Parsa really being 84 minutes, and then the meal is 21 minutes, or the Parsa being 96 minutes, and then the meal being 24 minutes. Again, maybe one day we'll go through this Gemara and we'll talk about how you come up with all these different possibilities, but it's really a very wide open question. Let's suppose for argument's sake that a person went with a 24-minute meal, which brings you to a 96-minute parsha. Then the Magen Avraham's day is not 144 minutes longer, but it's going to be 192 minutes longer. And then I think rather than being 36 minutes before the Grezman, it will come out to 48 minutes before the Grezman. If you went with different shiurim in the parsa and the meal. And that is a very open machlokes. We all, you know, we're accustomed to saying that we pask in 18 minutes. In Hilchas Chametz, we go with the smallest shita, l'chumra, right? So you can't eat dough that was out for, you know, 20 minutes because there's a yeshayim rim that the meal is 24 minutes. But there is such a yeshayim rim. So that's a second question mark that goes into calculating the Magen Avraham's mom. The third, that's maybe really I think the most interesting, most relevant, these numbers. So, right, we're saying that it all comes from the Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara makes calculations about how far a person walks, and what that means in terms of minutes, in terms of hours. And let's say you come out that the Gemara is telling us that there's 72 minutes from Shkiyas Chama till Seisach Avim, right? From when the sun goes down until it gets dark. And there's also 72 minutes from Alayt HaShachar till Neitzach Chama, meaning from when the sun starts to, from when the sky starts to get light until the sun appears. Yeah, these 72 minutes, we're talking about it as if it's a fixed zman. But of course, it can't really be a fixed zman, because this time of how long does, I mean, anybody that's been to Eretz Yisrael knows that it gets darker much more quickly in Eretz Yisrael than it does in New York. From when the sun goes down until it's fully dark.
That's how far you go from the equator.
Well, exactly, right. The closer you are to the equator, the faster this process happens. The further you are from the equator, the more slowly the darkening process or the lightening process in the morning, those processes take much longer because the rays of the sun are coming at more of an angle. So it takes much longer. This is the Gra. In that piece, in Siman Tov Nun Tes, when he's talking about this whole inyan, he says that one of his, and he's saying that you should never, that he doesn't agree with the Magen Avraham's calculations, but he also says that if one was calculating, I guess Nagei for him also, right, even unless not for the Magen Avraham, but let's say for Matzah, you know, to know what the shear mill is, he says you have to keep in mind that when Chazal talked about 72 minutes, assuming you read the Gemara that it's saying 72 minutes, at most what it means is that there where Chazal were, which is Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, some and some, but fortunately that doesn't make a big, that's Berech the same
latitude.
I think latitude. That's Berech the same latitude, the same distance from the equator. So Bavel Eretz Yisrael is around the same, but whatever, let's say again, you interpret the Gemara to mean 72 minutes, the right way to go about calculating Zmanim of Tzeisik Chavim or Alayt HaShachar is to figure out how dark it is 72 minutes after Shkia or 72 minutes before Alayt HaShachar, before Neitz, how dark that is in Bavel, and then go find, if you're living in Vilna, the Gemara writes, go find where, at what time in Vilna is it that dark? Mm. Now, he doesn't tell us how you go about calculating that, but he said, okay, you know, and I don't know at that time whether anyone had the kelim to go about calculating that. But he says, but you have to, you know, even if you can't make it precise, but at least you have to know the metzias, that you have to adjust for how far away from the equator you are. But to take 72 minutes and apply that anywhere in the world, the Gra says that doesn't make any sense. So I say at that time, I don't know if anybody had the kelim to calculate it, because probably the Gra did, but he didn't share it with us. But nowadays, astronomers who are interested in Zmanim have told us as follows, that in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael, 72 minutes after Shkia, on average day meaning near the equinox, Nisan Tishrei, the sun is 16.1 degrees below the horizon. Right? We're using degrees because, right, we're imagining a big circle around the earth, and how many, you know, how much of a circle, right, the arc on a circle is measured in degrees. So the sun at that point in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, 72 minutes before or after sunrise, sunset, in the main Nisan v'Tishrei, It's 16.1 degrees below the horizon. So then if we're going to follow the advice of the Gra and Tufnun Tess, who told us that whenever you calculate an Tzitzik Chavim, you have to adjust it, lafi, his Lashon is lafi ha'ifek, by which he means what latitude you're at. So then what you want to do is, wherever you are in the world, how many minutes before or after Shkia, or let's say, how many minutes after Shkia does the sun reach 16.1 degrees below the horizon? And call that Tzitzik Chavim. Mm-hmm. And how many minutes before Netzach Hamah does the sun reach 16.1 degrees below the horizon, and call that Aleis HaShachar. And that is going to give you, again, assuming that you're standing anywhere north of Eretz Yisrael, that's going to give you, again, a longer day than what we said before, of 144 minutes longer than the Gruz day. It's going to be a little more than that. How much more? Totally depends. It's going to vary every day of the year and every spot on the globe. It's going to vary. On Myzmanim, again, I'm going to make a little pitch here for Myzmanim.com. On Myzmanim, they when they give the two Zmanim for Seif Zman Kriya Shema, right, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, they don't, on their standard calendar, they don't even mention the one that's 36 minutes before the Gra Zman. They give 72 minutes as, using 72 minutes measured as 16.1 degrees. That's the way they present it. And today's Seif Zman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham on this calendar was 8:52, which is not 36 minutes, it's 44 minutes mm-hmm. before the Gruz Seif Zman Kriya Shema. So that's the third complicating factor that gets thrown in. Again, we said that there's the standard procedure of Magen Avraham always coming out 36 minutes before the Gruz Zman, but there's, first of all, the big question mark about Seif Zman Kriya Shema, a lot of opinions about how to calculate Seif Zman Kriya Shema. Then there's the question mark about how to calculate the mil and the parsa. And then, I would say most importantly, there's this adjustment, lefi shinui ha'ifek, which I guess has not really become, I don't think it's really become adopted as a standard practice. I think most calendars still go with the automatic 36 minutes. And I think I would say that maybe, you know, as a limitzchus, if you figure that trying to be Cheshire's the Magen Avraham's man is a little bit of a chumrah to begin with, so you don't have to do it so precisely. Maybe that's the rationale of some people, but I don't know. Lania's dad, I would just to put in my two cents, going with a straight 72 minute calculation in New York doesn't really seem to make much sense. I think that if you're using the Magen Avraham's man, then it should be calculated astronomically, and that's 16.1 degrees. But okay, so that's what, so the Magen Avraham Zman, to make a long story short, is much more complicated than the Gruz Zman. The Gruz Zman, if you have the time for sunrise and sunset, which is readily available, those are, you know, you don't have to have any halachic tools to have that, then you can calculate Seif Zman Kriya Shema. According to the Magen Avraham, it's much more complicated because you have these three different machlekes that go into how you would come up with the Magen Avraham Zman. Now, so we have these manim. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's the Machlokes, the Magen Avraham, and the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell us how we paskin. How do we paskin? What's the right time to by which we should say Kriya Shema? And again, this is all, you know, assuming not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah will say the right time is as early as you can. But if one is not being machmir like that Mishnah Berurah, so which one is the Iker, the Magen Avraham Zman or the Gruz Zman? So there's a Teshuvah in the Gris Moshe, where the Gris Moshe writes that he says, he's not really coming to Paskim. He's really more, as far as, you know, being made, he says, B'chol Medina Shalon, meaning where we come from. He was a Litvish Yid, you know, he was really Russian, but, you know, I think maybe Luban is probably in Belarus, I think. It's in the area that we call Litta. He said everybody went with the Gruz Zman. That was the only Zman that we knew of. The Gruz Zman, that was the standard practice. I'm under the impression that that was particularly in Litta. I mean, Litta is the Gruz territory, right? The Gruz, you know, certainly looked up to as the ultimate paisek in Litta. So all the Tfashiyadin followed that Zman. Elsewhere, I don't think it was like that. I think outside of Litta, the approach was more that, look, this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, Kriya Shema, and we have a machlokes gedolei apoiskim, and the Magen Avraham is, you know, you don't get any bigger than that, as you know, it's gedolei apoiskim, the Magen Avraham against the Gra, and they argue about how to calculate the zman of Kriya Shema, and it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, you have to be cheshish for both. By the Hasidim, for sure, the minhag is to be makpin on the Magen Avraham zman. Now, that expression sounds very surprising. What do you mean by the chassidim? The meaning was makban on the magen avraham on the chassidim. Right? The chassidim don't care when they daven, right? They're not makban on zmanim. So the emes is that while it's true that so here there's another divide. The chassidim are much less concerned about davening before the zman. Chassidim will have a late, you know, especially Shabbos morning, they'll have a late shachris. Right? They're much more comfortable with late shachris. By the Litvaks, they like to daven early, so to speak, to make Zman Kriya Shema. The Chassidim will daven after Zman Kriya Shema. But they'll all tell you, I mean, those that know what they're doing, they'll all tell you, but you're expected to daven, you're expected to say Kriya Shema before you come to Shul. You have to say Kriya Shema before say Zman Kriya Shema. Davening, that's a different time. You know, well, you'll daven in Shul when the Tzibur davens, but you say Kriya Shema before the Zman. The Litvaks don't like to do that. That, Mr. Shem, whatever. Maybe we'll talk about it another time. Also, that machlokes, but the Chassidim are when they say you should say Kriya Shema before you come to shul, so you say Kriya Shema before the zman. They mean the Magen Avraham zman. It's very stark, I think, in Chassidish circles that we accept the Magen Avraham. I don't know if it's that we accept it le'ikr or just that because it's a Mr. Deiris, you have to be chayshish at least for it. But they're very makbet to be chayshish for the Magen Avraham zman. But again, by the Litvish, the minig was not like that. So I have a couple of interesting stories. There's I heard this from Mary the Rabbi of Kalman Epstein that he heard from I don't remember who he heard was from a yid that had you know that grew up in Litta. I think it was Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael named Rav Mishkovsky, but I'm not sure. He said over as follows. He was one, when he was a bachar, so one time, Ben Azmanim, he went with a bunch of other bachrim to one of these resorts, you know, the bath towns that they would go to, you know, on vacation. It was called Going Avdacha. He went with a bunch of other yeshiva bachrim, Avdacha, in a certain bath town, and Rav Shimon Shkop was there also. Shimon Shkop was the Zakan Rashi Yeshiva of the Dar, and he was there, and they were there also, and the Bachrim were, you know, they had a room, and the first morning that they were there, early in the morning, there was a knocking on the door. Shimon Shkop came to their door, and he told them, get up, what are you doing? It's Zman Kriya Shema. So of course they jumped out of bed and they were mortified that the Shashiva had to come and wake them up with Zman Kriya Shema. They jumped up, they washed Negovas and they said Kriya Shema. And then they looked at the time, they tried to figure out what went wrong because of course they didn't mean to be sleeping through Zman Kriya Shema. Look at the watch and they said, what is he talking about? It's not Zman Kriya Shema yet. Zman Kriya Shema is not for another half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever their cheshbon was. So later in the day, they went and they asked him, what's the Rishiva talking about? Zman Kriya Shema was such and such this morning. And he told them, but the Magen Avraham says, oh, really? The Magen Avraham? Where is this Magen Avraham? And he told them the Magen Avraham, and that's why he was waking them up. Now, so that's the story. So what's the takeaway from that story? It's very interesting. There's two takeaways from that story. I mean, you could take away whatever you want from that story. One could say, I see from that story that Rav Shimon was makbid. Rav Shimon, even though he was a litvash Rosh Yeshiva, but he was makbid on the Magen Avraham Zman. Makbid so much, at kidekach, that he went and woke up these bachrim on their vacation because they can't miss the Magen Avraham Zman. That's one takeaway from the story, that Rav Shimon was makbid. On the other hand, the other takeaway from the story is that you had these yeshiva bachrim, these were, you know, good boys, you know, meaning to do the right thing, who grew up in the Torah world in Litta, and when they were ready, young adults, they had never heard of a Magen Avraham Zman. It was some marmukim that the Rosh Yeshiva, who knew Kol Tarkul, he knew that there's a Magen Avraham in Siman Ches, and he was able to tell them about this Magen Avraham. But they grew up their whole lives, and all the people around them, apparently, and their parents, and the people, their role models, they were always keeping halacha and keeping Zman Kriya Shema, but they never heard of the Magen Avraham Zman Kriya Shema. So that's part of the story also, that you see very strongly, like Rav Moshe writes in his Tshuva, that B'mdinei Shalanu, the minig was like the Gra. This story illustrates that. So it illustrates that the minig was like the Gra, but it also shows that that Rav Shimon was machbed on the Magen Avraham's mom. Another story, which again is a similar kind of a story, there's when Shmuel Vosner came to B'nai Brak. Shmuel Vosner, he was just nifter a few years ago, right? 5-6 years ago, he was nifter as a very old man. He was 100 and something years old. He was a paisik in B'nai Brak for, I don't know, 60 or 70 years, a very, very long time. Not 70, but I think more than 60
came
years.
After the war.
Well, came after the war. So, but he came after the war. He was nifter in 2016. So, yeah, that's 70 years. He was a very, very kid. He was a Rav right away. He was a big time Chacham. He was a very, very young Rav in B'nai Brak. But when he came to B'nai Brak, the Chazon Ish was still alive. The Chazon Ish was, you know, was a, of course, the, you know, he was the, you know, the
ultimate
never had an
authority.
Official position, but he was the authority in B'nai Brak. And Rav Shmuel Vosner recounted later a conversation that he had early on with the Chazon Ish. He came to him and he told him that I was very surprised and upset. I saw some yeshiva bachurim, litvish yeshiva bachurim, who were sleeping straight through Zman Kriya Shema, and they were waking up for the Grozman, but they were sleeping straight through the Magen Avraham Zman, and he came from Hungary. And to him, this was B'nai Torah, sleeping straight through the Magen Avraham Zman, and he went to the Chazon Ish to complain. And the Chazon Ish said, well, the Groz is gerecht. I mean, the Groz Zman is correct. And he was very taken aback. That was so against his whole derech alimut. You know, if you have a machalik as a place, he said, but don't you have to be chayshish for Magen Avraham? And the Chazon Ish said, then there is nisht gerecht, men darf nisht chayshish zayn for him. That's a very litvish line. You know, that's the derech of the, it's a difference in derech apsach between the litvish apoiskim and the Hungarian. Besides this nikud that we're talking about, that the litvish were much more following the Grof, but the Chazon Ish over here was doing something else. He was taking an opinion by the Hungarian Poiskim. They didn't do that kind of, it was much less common. They were much more into, you know, knowing what all the opinions are and working with all the opinions. And the Litvish Poiskim were much more independent in terms of deciding who's right and who's wrong. And the, you know, only the greatest of them, but people like Chazon Ish, Reb Chaim Meiser, Moshe Feinstein also is like that in his Tshuvas. Very independent mind. This quote from the Chazon Ish, when there is nishgerecht, he said about the Magen Avraham, when there is nishgerecht, when there is nishchayish zayin for him. Al Kopanim, so the minig by Litvaks is like the Gra, but by most people, I think by other Yidden, it's to be chayish for both of them, which in Lagavi Krishna means to be chayish l'chomra for the Magen Avraham. Last nakuda, in the Igris Moshe, there's it's some people taina there's a stira in the Igris Moshe. Because I mentioned this tshuva. This tshuva is in, I think, in Chelek Aleph, some in Chav Daled, where he says, he's very emphatic, in Dinei Shalanu, everybody did like the Gra, V'chein hua ikr ledina, that he also really saying the Gra is gerecht. He says, V'chein hua ikr ledina. So he's passing like the Gra. Then there's another tshuva in the last volume, which just came out a few years ago, a Chelek Tes was published posthumously, but the tshuva is from 1979, and in this tshuva he says that everyone should be chayshish for the Magen Avraham Zman. That is, after all, it's a mitzvah day raisi, should be yasi day kol adayis, and you should be chayshish for the Magen Avraham Zman. And I've seen it referred to as a stira. Some people, I think, suppose that there was a change of heart. The first tshuva it was from 1959. The second tshuva, or something like that, 1959, and the second one maybe was 1974, I think. So some people have, think that there's a stira and a chazara over here, but I don't think that's what happened. I think if you take a look at both tshuvas, each one has a context. You know, Rav Moshe was not writing a sefer, a hilchas kriya shma, he was writing letters. So you have to try to get a sense of the context of the letter. In the first tshuva, he was writing back to someone who was challenging him on the luach of MTJ. there was a, you know, there would be a paper hanging on the bulletin board on his yeshiva and MTJ, and it would have zmanim. And this person had a few ha'aris on the zmanim on that loch. And one of the ha'aris was that you write zman kriya shma, and you there's one zman there, it's just the grozman. You're following your luach, person would, you know, would just not say kriya shma before the magen avraham zman. That's not, what kind of way is right, that's right a luach? And to that, Ramesh was saying back, no, I think it's the right way to write a luach. On the luach you write, what's the ikir adin? And that's the ikir azman. He wasn't talking over there about what a yid should do. He, you know, if somebody was asking him, is it better if I try to be kriya shma before the magen avraham zman? That's not what that tshuva was about. That tshuva was, he was defending why he writes the, he makes the point in that tshuva, by the way, of saying that I write the, you know, because the person wanted to say, whoever's writing the calendar in your shul, he says, I write it myself and I take full responsibility for what it says. And he says that the minig by us was like the gro, v'cheinu ikir ladina, and that's the way you write a luach. The second tshuva, if you read between the lines, there was a shul that was having a fight. There was a shul that had an old minhag of davening early enough that they make the magen avraham zman. They make the early zman. Well, which calculation, I don't know, but that they make the early zman. Then there was a roiv of the shul that was trying to outvote that old practice, a very early shachas for Shabbos morning, and said, come on, why do we have to daven so early Shabbos morning? Give us a break, a shtickel. Let's switch to the grozman. Somebody wants to say, you know, do what you want at home, but let's make davening half an hour later, maybe 40 minutes later, and we'll just make the grozman. And they had a majority of the tzibur that wanted to make this change. And they sent the shout out to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said that if there's even one person that wants to maintain the old minhag, a majority can't override him because this is a legitimate minhag. Not only is it a legitimate minhag, adarabah, that's what a yid should do. You should, it's machlekes ha'paiskim on a mitzvah d'oraisa, you should daven before the earlier zman. And therefore, you have no right to force others to change their zman. So over there, the context was, you know, in his shul, he was explaining, this is a litvah she yeshiva, we go with the grozman. Over there, he was saying a shul that has a minhag to defend, to follow the magen avraham zman, that's a legitimate minhag, and you can't say, oh, it's a ta'os, and let's just change it. So if the old-timers wanted to keep their minhag, they're entitled to. And as far as what a yachid should do, yeah, in the second tshuva, he says that it is better to say before the magen avraham zman. Why? He said it's not the ikur ladina. Yeah, but seif kol seif, it's the shita of the magen avraham. It's better to be yaisi de kaladeus. In the earlier tshuva, he was saying, but I'm not writing my luach to be yaisi de kaladeus. I'm writing my luach to write the ikur zman. So it's not really a steer, but it's two very different tones to the two different tshuvas, but it's not really a steer. Al Kapadim, that's the meaning of Litta was to follow the Grozman. Elsewhere, the meaning was to try to be cheshish for both days. Okay.